This is your Yahoo Finance Market Watch. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. Stocks closed near session highs Monday as the S&P 500 notched its best three-day run in a rip-roaring 2024. Wall Street continued to build on an end-of-week surge precipitated by a softer-than-expected jobs report that helped spur bets toward an earlier rate cut from the Federal Reserve. The S&P 500 gained 1%, while the Nasdaq Composite rose 1.2%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average increased almost 0.5%. Stocks extended their rally from the end of last week, getting a boost from a Goldilocks jobs report that struck the balance in providing welcome news for both the markets and the Fed. More than two-thirds of bets are now on a September rate cut from the Fed, according to the CME FedWatch tool. Most traders now expect at least two cuts by the end of the year. Those bets could be swung by the return of Fed speak now that free-speaking Fed officials are untethered from a pre-meeting blackout period. On Monday, New York Fed President John Williams said officials will make rate cut decisions based on the totality of incoming data. Williams assured eventually we'll have rate cuts, but for now, monetary policy is in a very good place. Also on Monday, Federal Reserve Bank of Richmond President Thomas Barkin expressed optimism that inflation will come down to 2% as the full impact of higher rates is yet to come. Minneapolis's Neil Kashkari is set to speak on Tuesday. In corporate news, Disney will take center stage this week as earnings season starts to wind down. Its stock is up more than 25% so far this year. After a 6% post-earnings rally on Friday, Apple shares lost around 0.9% after Berkshire Hathaway CEO Warren Buffett revealed over the weekend the company had pared its holdings in the iPhone maker. Boeing sank more than 1% in afternoon trading after the Federal Aviation Administration said it has launched a new probe into the aircraft maker's 787 Dreamliner after the company revealed to regulators last month it may not have completed the required inspections. A Boeing spokesperson told Yahoo Finance, "We promptly notified the FAA, and this is not an immediate safety of flight issue for the in-service fleet." Palantir stock rose more than 6% Monday morning to occupy the number one slot on Yahoo Finance's trending ticker page with the software developer's first quarter earnings results due out after the market close. Analysts will be paying close attention to the company's performance in its artificial intelligence platform segment. And shares of Tyson Foods fell Monday, despite reporting better-than-expected earnings for the second quarter. While the company beat revenue estimates, it missed on net sales due to a consumer spending slowdown and issues stemming from the company's chicken production operations. That's all for today. My name is Imran Sheikh, and for the latest market updates, visit us at yahoofinance.com.
Spoken Layer.